here with Dallin Davies.
And Kiara Davies. That's who we are.
And you might know us as Jumper Cable Records.
Yes.
Slowly kind of morphing into other ventures as well, but we'll get into that.
Yeah. I'm excited. So you are listening to the Jumper Cable Records podcast. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is where together we learn about new and emerging artists and we learn from industry professionals. But we wanted to mix it up a little bit today. So Dallin isn't usually on the podcast. No. You don't usually hear him.
No, I hide behind the
camera and mic. Yeah, he's our camera guy. He really does all the footwork, but I am your regular host. And so you're in for a treat because he is sitting down with me today.
No, I'm excited too. it's especially cool because we're not recording this episode like with video. And so I get to look at Kiara across the table while we talk, and it's a pretty good view.
It's really, that's nice. thanks, Dallin.
So to kick it off, in most of our episodes, we do what are called
rapid fire round.
It is called rapid fire. They are called rapid fire questions.
Yes. Correct, English teacher.
So we.
Do you all know that Dallin used to teach English language arts?
We will cover some of our background, but we don't need to talk about that. So,
and he was a Spanish teacher.
We're gonna start with some rapid fire questions.
Anywho.
All right. So question one, this is for Kiara.
Oh.
We're just looking these up and asking them to each other.
Yes, so we've Googled.
It's catching us completely by surprise.
We've Googled icebreakers like we don't know each other, but right. Go ahead.
Kiara, what's your guilty pleasure?
Oh my goodness. That's a hard one because I don't know that any of them are guilty. I love sleeping in. Oh, I love rom-coms, but yes, that's not guilty.
That's the one.
Honestly, who doesn't? Who doesn't love rom-coms?
She likes Lifetime movies, guys.
But to be honest, on that front, I don't watch that much TV, and I'm trying to catch up. But every time, look, my brothers, I have three older brothers, you guys. My brothers will have entire conversations, and they are movie and TV and comedy, everything above. They are buffs of all of those things. And when they talk about it, I'm like, yeah, cool. I haven't watched TV in like 5 years. But I do love rom-coms. And if I can only watch one thing for the rest of my life, it would be anything comedy because it makes my heart happy.
Okay.
There's no other way to live. Yeah, sorry. That was a long-winded, rapid-fire guilty pleasure.
Not so rapid-fire.
I like to sleep in and I like to laugh. Ha, ha. All right, Dallin, this one is for you. How do you like to start your day?
Oh my.
I'm usually asleep for all this. So
yeah. I'm gonna be honest. This might be weird, but I like to take a bath. Just a nice warm bath. I usually get up really early, so I don't know why. I think it comes from my background that you'll hear all about, but I'm a 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. kind of guy, and nobody else is awake, and I don't want to wake anyone up. So I go to the bathroom, and I run a bath, and I chill in the bathtub.
I really thought that after 10 years of marriage that this guy would not wake up at 5 a.m. He still does it.
Yeah, it's can't be helped. All right, Kiara, this one is for you.
Okay.
I like this.
Okay, let's see.
What's your ideal way to spend your weekends?
Oh, like if I had no childcare or prior engagements or anything like that, my ideal way, again, sleeping in, eating super well. Yeah. Reading, like no time limit on reading. I haven't read a book in so long. And you guys, I love to read. I love biographies. I love historical fiction. I love nonfiction. I love business. I love self-help. I love all of it. If I could just read, that would be amazing. Massages, just, you know, a couple a day for the whole weekend.
All of them.
Yeah. A couple a day. I used to be a massage therapist and I like, you know, every once in a while I need an elbow to my scalenes. That'd be great. That's it. Pretty simple.
I like it.
Sleep.
That's a good weekend.
Just eat nonstop. Read nonstop. Get massages.
Yeah. I was going to say it's not healthy, but it actually is. Self-care.
It really is. That's what I need. Okay. For you, Dallin. Ooh, I like this one because I think it might be challenging. But let's see. What is your favorite snack?
Gushers.
What?
It's rapid fire.
Yes.
That's what came to my head.
Oh, true. That it is rapid fire. Yeah. Fruit, with no thought.
I think fruit gushers. That's what came to my mind. But
those are delicious.
That's like the kid in me. I think now, I'm not going to lie, this might be gross to some people, but I love cheese.
Yeah, I'm like a brick of cheese. A
brick of cheese, that sounds terrible. You know, I like a cheese stick.
Our listeners are nodding their heads going, yeah, brick of cheese.
So gushers and a brick of cheese.
My adult me is going, yeah, gushers, the thought of gushers like hurts my teeth, but I'm ancient, so.
Okay, Kiara, rapid fire.
Oh, gosh.
This isn't a very good rapid fire question. This takes some thought, but is there any experience you think everyone should be required to have? What is it?
Holy Moses.
I've got a good answer.
That is a heavy question. The first thing I thought.
Saving you from
and this. It sounds like a cop out because we just talked about it. But the first thing I thought of was massage. Because.
She was a massage therapist.
Okay. I don't. Thanks, Dallin. I already feel like a broken record. But truly, when I was practicing that, I came across so many people who had never had massage before. And I think that touch. It doesn't have to be sexual, just any intimate touch, any intentional, thoughtful, mindful touch with good energy, I think is so good for your health. Yeah, just all your nerves and your nervous system. I think it's so important. And a lot of people get embarrassed. And I think it's just a really important experience to have, to know that you're okay. Like, yeah. It's okay to come as you are to a massage and feel good.
Yeah. No, I mean, physical touch is my love language. So I'm all about that.
There you go.
But I would say that regardless of whether or not it is your love language, it's important to experience every language of love in your life. So don't miss out.
I like that. So I want to ask you the same question.
Oh,
and that'll be
you just flipping the script on me.
Yeah, like, no, it's a great question. I want to hear what you think.
So this comes from my education background. As an educator, I've always said that every person in the world needs to live in a different country, and I would even say a different continent for some amount of time. Not just a trip, not a vacation, not on a resort, an island, but truly find an apartment, live for a month or two in a different culture, surrounded by people who speak a different language, who live a different way, just to fully embrace the globalization of our world.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good answer. And you did that a little bit. You've had some experience there. Very cool.
It's important. But anyway, on to us. So I think the reason we felt the timing was right to put this episode out is because we've made some friends in the area.
I think like, so. I really hope so.
And for them and also for those future friends of ours, we wanted to kind of, I guess, lay some groundwork of who we are and maybe we'd even go way back and talk about where we began. But not that far back, but like where Kiara and Dallin.
Yeah.
And the Davies family and Jumper Cable Records and all of the above came to be. So
yeah.
Hope you enjoy this. Yeah.
If you have been following us from day one, you know that we are in season two. So many of you might know that we are a husband and wife duo, and maybe not much more than that.
Yeah.
So if you've been following us from the beginning,
thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
thank you. Above all else. But we've said that before.
Yeah, you know, your support is everything to us. It is our livelihood. And we are just so grateful. So if you have been with us from the start, again, thank you. And you might know a couple things, but if you are new, we wanted to catch you up.
Yeah. So Kiara and I met in college. We're going to go that far back at least.
That far back.
Maybe no farther than that.
Let's not. Let's not do that.
You don't want to talk about your punk grunge days in LA or my horseback riding days in Eastern Oregon.
Maybe. I would like to hear about that.
Fast forward. We met in college.
It was my second year of college or university, depending on where you're from. It was 2009. And we met at a little school called Southern Virginia University.
Shout out to SVU Knights.
Yes, SVU Raw. Hoorah, hoorah. But yeah, so when we were going there, there were how many students? Like 700?
I wouldn't even venture to guess. Not very many. probably smaller than most high schools. So if you haven't heard of it, we forgive you.
So we met
in
Virginia.
But it is a special place. It has a special place in our hearts.
It really does. It is in a town called Buena Vista.
Not to be confused with Buena Vista.
Yeah. For y'all locals, no, it's Buena Vista. It is, you know, within the 10-mile range of Lexington, Virginia, if you've heard of that. So it was, to be honest, at the time, a huge culture shock for me. Maybe for Dallin, I'm not so sure.
It was an upgrade. I mean, I come from a tiny high school, so the 700,000 students or whatever there were at Southern Virginia was a mecca.
Yeah.
it was urban.
For me, I was like, whoa, this is rural as rural gets. I grew up in Los Angeles, and so my idea of country was a little just whatever you see in the movies, and that's really not too accurate. As Dallin can tell you, he is from the sticks.
Yeah, but I don't want to tell you about that. No, I'm kidding. I grew up, again, horseback on a ranch, southeastern Oregon. I think I read an article once that it is the most remote area in the continuous United States, you know, Alaska excluded. But I mean, we had to drive 75 miles to get a gallon of milk and to go to church, 75 miles to go. My high school is 75 miles from my house. And
so this is wild, you guys. Can you tell them a little bit about your high school?
Yeah, Crane Union High School. They actually just won the state championship boys basketball.
Yeah, so shout out to the Crane Mustangs.
And the girls got second place. The boys repeated, and the girls won last year and got second this year. So, anyway, enough bragging. It was a small school, 80 students when I was there, 80-ish. Half of us lived in a dormitory. So from 14 years old through until we graduated, we would go to our school on Sunday night, stay the night, live in the dorm all week, have our sporting event on the weekend, and go home on the weekend for a day after the sporting event and work cattle the next day and get back to school on Sunday and church. So, it was a very, very secluded. It's a public boarding school. But anyway, we came from very different backgrounds, Kiara and I, but similar interests and similar passions, which is, I think, what brought us together in some ways.
Yeah. So I first noticed him in a yoga class. Stop. I say it slowly because I'm like, he doesn't want me to say it. It was in a yoga class. It was for good reasons that he was there.
In my defense, I was on the basketball team, and yoga was supposed to improve my vertical, which I believe that it did, but I don't want to talk about the class itself.
There were also lots of girls in that class. I mean, it's a good reason. But that's where I first noticed him, and he first noticed me in a cafe at the school. The first time we really ever talked, he honked at me in a parking lot. I was walking to class.
She needed a ride.
I had my eye on him just, you know, from afar, and I thought I was in someone's way. I was like, I was ready to turn around and just like apologize profusely for being in this person's way. Turned around, and it was this guy whose name I didn't know yet. I could not believe it. My heart started racing. He's like, do you need a ride to class? And I just forgot about class. I was like, yeah, can you give me a ride to the bank? I don't think I needed to go. But from then on, I think is when I tried to look for any reason to talk to this kid on campus.
Yeah, that's a really special memory for me because, well, I mean, I got to drive the super hot chick to the bank. But no, on the way, though, I think when I talked about how our interests brought us together and how this venture, the Jumper Cable Records initiative and everything we're trying to accomplish, it all ties together because on that trip to the bank, we bonded over Rancid.
Music.
Music, yeah, yeah. Music in general, but Rancid specifically, Ruby Soho and some other songs.
Just a little throwback for some of you guys listening.
For some of you who might recognize that. But we bonded over music, and that has been kind of a common thread throughout our relationship.
I pretended I was better at playing guitar than I ever have been in my life. And I one day texted him and I stole his number from somebody, a mutual friend. And I texted down and I said, hey, I'm really jonesing to play the guitar. Do you have one I can borrow? You know, I mean, I fiddled around with it. But
it was just
an excuse.
I said I did have one, but I didn't have one.
But you know, somehow one appeared.
I borrowed one to to lend to this girl who I was quickly growing an attraction to. So
that is those are our humble, sweet beginnings.
Yeah. And that may have been too much information, but
that is us.
That's us. Yeah. We now have three kids. They're the greatest.
Yeah.
And we have been through some different adventures, career paths, changes, shifts, and ultimately during the COVID season, the COVID experience, we realized how important it was to focus on things that are important to you, kind of take a new valuation of what's important in our lives and dedicate more time and attention to those things that matter.
Yeah.
And for us, we checked back into that music space and revisited some conversations that we had when we were younger and decided that this was something that we felt passionate about and wanted to see through.
So talking about the passions that we had when we were younger, I don't know if you guys know this, but the name Jumper Cable Records has been on my heart since I was 20 years old. And it was when was I 20? 2010. In 2010, guys. So I came up with this name and I actually started a blog called the Jumper Cable Records. And I just kind of let it sit there. And I told Dallin, you know, what I want to do with this blog, I called it Jumper Cable because I want to travel across the United States and I want to find street performers and I want to interview them. And back in 2010, blogs were huge. YouTube was like the social platform where you got your entertainment. It still is today. It was just a little bit different. But it was king. YouTube was king. And so I told him, I want to make these YouTube videos where I just interview street performers and get their stories and keep records of their stories. And so hence Jumper Cable Records. And so again, like he said, since then we've had three kids. It's been about a decade and here we are today. And this is what it looks like.
And it really is. It's awesome. It's fun. It's beautiful. It's just something, again, that we can be passionate about because we're really trying to, I guess let's talk a little more about why we do what we do and what we do in general.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So now that we've been here in the Nashville area for 8 months, 7 months. We have had the chance to meet some incredible people, incredible artists. Like I can't even, we couldn't have even fathomed the caliber of artists that we've been interacting with.
I call it stupid talented.
Yeah. I think that we underestimated it. Like we knew that there were talented people who were going unnoticed in our world, but beyond our wildest dreams, there's so many in this area in Nashville, you guys are so blessed. Those of you who live here, to go out on a daily basis and walk into a bar, a restaurant, just anywhere, and hear people who are really putting themselves out there and sharing their talent, and it's good talent. It's amazing. So what we do is we try to find those people that we connect with, that we relate to, that we believe in and support, and we try to bring them to the general public, bring them into the light.
Yeah. On that same note, do you want to tell them what I almost named this podcast?
Oh yeah. She loved this concept, and really it embodies what we're talking about. But it was Made to Be Heard.
The
Made to Be Heard podcast.
You almost were listening to the Made to Be Heard podcast, you guys. No, in the early days, I had it on my heart and I had it in my mind. I just had this mission that I felt that everybody is made to be heard. No matter what stage in your creative process that you're in, no matter where you live, if you're not in a big city, if you're in the nooks and crannies of whatever Dodge town you're in, I just believe that everybody was made to be heard. Everybody has a gift to share with the world. And whether you have 15 followers or 15,000 followers, I truly still to this day believe that you were made to be heard. I didn't go down that route with the name, but I still believe it.
And that's really the guiding purpose behind what we're doing is we believe, I'm just going to go on a little side tangent. I do that often. It's no fault of my own. I'm a high school teacher.
We love it.
But I remember a very dear memory to me is when our son was, I think, 3, he got really excited about the movie August with
Wonder.
Yes, Wonder.
He did love that,
which is based on an R.J. Palacio book, a young adult novel. And I just remember there's a quote in that book that says, everyone in the world deserves to have a standing ovation at least once in their life. And I believe that. Like, really deep down in my soul, I think that everybody grows. And I don't know, just, I don't know how to explain it, but I think that everyone does deserve to be heard. They deserve for their heart's work, their life's passion, to be noticed and to be appreciated and to be shared and adored and on and on and on. I think that if everyone had the opportunity to be front and center in a stage and have everyone clapping for everything they've accomplished, the world would look a lot differently. So, that was just a side tangent.
That was beautiful. I'm sitting here like crying.
But I just, knowing how those moments, those words from that book affected my son at 3 years old, and knowing internally, myself, how important it is to have support. That's really why we're doing what we're doing, is we believe in the power of music to bring people together like it brought us together, and the power of music to heal, to guide, to impact, to motivate. And there's so many voices and guitars and pianos and saxophones out there that are trying to move people. We want to help them do that.
And we want you to know that we notice you.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
So I think we can wrap up there. That was perfect, Alan. Thank you.
I don't want to wrap up yet. I just want you guys to know that we're doing our best to make sure that we've got different avenues for people to create and so we've got announcements coming up. We're seeing how fast they move along, and we can get loose ends tied up here and there to make any formal announcement, but we want people to have opportunity and space to thrive and to shine and to be heard.
And we want you to know too that if there is a vision that you have and you feel like you have had no means to make it happen, talk to us.
Yeah, man, we'll hear you out.
We'll hear you out. And honestly, I mean, I'm super excited for the projects we have coming up that we can't announce yet, but you know, if there's something, again, if there's something on your heart that you want to make happen and you feel like you can't, you know, we're going to do our darn best yeah. to make it happen. And, you know, we just want you to be proud of it.
Yeah. So on that note, we are currently offering some services for artists, obviously in the Nashville area, because that's where we are. We also are planning to travel. We've traveled in the past and we'll continue to do so. We love our Airstream Bambi and can't wait to get her back on the road. But some of the services that we are offering to artists now, we try to keep it affordable, low cost. A lot of times we try to do it for free if we can, if it makes sense. But my point is that we are doing live recordings of shows. We're doing music videos. We're doing pictures, anything we can to give you, an artist, some content to work with to upgrade your social media or update it. However we can, we're willing to do that. And we want to do that because that, I think, is a service that we can provide now. Again, we have other things in the works in the future, but right now, please hit us up on Instagram. Just send us a DM.
Let's make it happen. Let's get stuff done.
Yeah, let's work together. Let's make stuff that you're proud of that you can put out there. I guess that kind of wraps up what we wanted to share with you guys.
That was great, Dallin. That was beautiful. Beautifully said. That is our mission, our goal.
So we have a weekly podcast that you can listen to. We try to put those out consistently on Tuesdays. If we miss, it's because our kids wouldn't sleep and we had a late night or something. I know we've got a gap week coming up, but I guess a couple of homework pieces for you. If you know any artists who you think would be a good fit on the podcast, who are looking for an easy way to get content and to get their voice out there, let us know. And that's really, we really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, if you want to continue supporting artists that we already have interviewed or have seen live, go check out our YouTube channel. I think our handle is
just Jumper Cable Records. Yeah,
it's youtube.com/@JumperCableRecords.
Yeah.
So browse around, have fun on there. But
don't,
if you guys
get bored.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. There are so many videos.
Oh my gosh.
All kinds of flavors too, yeah, which is exciting.
So if your interests align with ours, if you're, you know, a music lover who is looking for new upcoming artists with fresh flavor, fresh sound, it's not all that plays on the radio all the time, give us a follow. Go find us on YouTube, subscribe.
Everything is at Jumper Cable Records.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. If you just search Jumper Cable Records, it'll pop up TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and then our podcast. If you like what you've heard, just rate and review us and we can keep doing this. But thank you guys. Have a good night.
Thank you for tuning in.